He's larger than life, louder than most, and when he elected to climb the highest mountain on Earth, Brian Blessed came to the Isle of Man to make sure he was authentically dressed, because he wanted to do the climb in the same style and use the same material that was worn by the early climbers, in particular, George Mallory. And that meant coming to Timbald Mills, where Mallory came for his kit, mostly tweed in those days. Blessed had the option of wearing something that was still in keeping but more modern, but he decided against that, as he told me.
I knew in my heart the mountain would be very kind to us because... I knew it would be kind to me because we were going there for the right reasons. We weren't going there to dig up bodies. We weren't going there to find Mallory's body and Irving's body. It's the last thing we wanted. We're there to really pay tribute to these great climbers. And for the mystery, we weren't there to solve the mystery, whether they climbed it or not. As you know, Mallory disappeared and Irving disappeared in 1924, about 800 feet from the summit when they were last seen. We're there really to kind of find their spirit, not their bodies. And we felt that mystery is a rare commodity these days.
You were dressed up in tweeds, of course.
I was dressed up.
How did they stand up to it?
The Manx Loom people, they'd made these tweeds for me and trousers and all that. And I can tell you this, that amazingly, I had backup modern material that was made to look... Finch in 1922 made the first duvet jacket and duvet trousers, thank God. And so therefore I could have used that kind of thing, modeled on his, if I'd have wanted to. But amazingly, I kept in the 22 gear that the Manx people had made. What you never get about Everest, first of all, it is a wonderful mountain. It is a glorious mountain. It is incredible. It is bewitching and beguiling and low. It has touches of Moby Dick, I think, in it as well, like for Mallory, and it urges you on. I mean, I would say goodbye to a million King Lears to do something like that. It was so wonderful and exciting. I've never known such emotions, I've never known such excitement, I've never known such love, and it was just wonderful, and David Brashears was wonderful. When you see Everest from the northern side, what you don't get on photographs and television, it's foreshortened, it's made flatter. In actual fact, when you see from the northern side, the first thing that hit me when I first saw it, because it was in red sunlight from 150 miles away, is it's so steep. It's so steep.